In August of 1848, the New York Herald reported gold had been discovered earlier that year in California. The news transformed sleepy, sparsely populated California as tens of thousands of people headed west in search of fortune. Today, California is most heavily populated along the coast. But the latest census shows a significant number of people are moving east, inland, away from the ocean. This reverse migration is driven in part by commuters and retirees trying to escape the big city bustle. As part of our series on changing California demographics, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports on 21st century Californians looking for the good life, or at least the affordable one.
Rochelle Jean-Philippe, a 35-year-old furniture salesman, walks through a spanking new tract home, opening doors as if he's the winner of a TV game show, finding prizes in every room.
We come through the garage, of course. It's a three-car garage. You know, and this is our backyard. This is my first tree. It's an avocado tree. Since I'm from the Caribbean, I'm a food guy. I have to have
Jean-Philippe, a Haitian immigrant, recently purchased this six-bedroom home in Weston Ranch, a new neighborhood in Stockton, in the heart of the Central Valley. But his American dream comes at a price. Jean-Philippe's one-way commute back to his job in the Silicon Valley can take anywhere between 80 minutes and 3 hours.
The commute is bad, but when you're on the road, you know you come into something that you'll be very happy with. The atmosphere, as you can tell, this is a gorgeous house. Can you imagine? I can't see myself in a house like that in the Bay Area. Can you imagine? Look at this house. I mean, this is a mansion.
Houses in Weston Ranch cost less than $300,000, much less than comparable houses back in San Francisco. The rush for these affordable homes has set off a building spree, helping to make the Central Valley one of the fastest growing regions in the state. Construction supervisor Todd Corbett sees this growth firsthand. He's got country written all over him. Broad cowboy hat, wraparound shades, tight shirt and jeans stretched over a lean frame. As he watches the crews putting the finishing touches on new houses, Corbett knows he's helping bring strangers to his valley.
I'm mixed. I love driving by and seeing the country, but then seeing the country doesn't feed my family. It's building these homes, and as our population continues to grow, everybody's going to need a home. And so I'd rather be involved in getting them in a home than having somebody else do it.
Nearby in a mini mall adjacent to Weston Ranch, Deborah Rodriguez and her husband are opening a Mexican restaurant. She sees nothing but opportunity, serving people who are tight on time and money.
They have a Chinese restaurant here, and they have a pizza parlor, and they have some sandwiches, but it's not enough to feed the community. We see the community at 10 o'clock at night knocking down the doors, trying to get food, and they're just exhausted. They're closing the doors on them.
The move to the valley runs across racial and ethnic lines. Weston Ranch is a virtual United Nations of refugees from West Coast cities. Demographer William Fry of the Milken Institute says these commuters represent one of two groups moving west to east.
One is a movement out of the new Americans, the immigrant population, who's finding these places more acceptable to them and also more affordable. And the second group is more white flight, moving even further out than they moved before. Many of these are retirees moving to the mountain regions into the northern part of the state.
This second migration is seen in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada mountain range, where gold-seeking 49ers once used burros to claim fortune. Now the electric golf cart is the vehicle of choice. Larry Bailey, a grandfather and former telecommunications executive, retired here to a gated community in California's Nevada County, about 2 hours northeast of Stockton.
We have a little park half a mile from here, and the kids really enjoy riding in the golf cart. I've got my little bell, just like the good humor guy, and life is good.
Bailey's part of a migration of affluent white retirees, tens of thousands of whom have left California's coastal cities seeking a slower lifestyle. Out here, dividend income surpasses income from working.
We're sitting here in our living room, and we're looking out over the vista of the mountains with the beautiful trees and a home sprinkled here or there on the hilltop, and the air is clear, and the trees are swaying in the breeze and the birds are flying. And if you look down off our deck, I can swear you would see some deer because the deer...
This was once the home of longtime ranching families, loggers, and hippies. Now some of these old-timers resent the retirees for bringing traffic and inflated home prices to the foothills. Nevada County Supervisor Elizabeth Martin says the newcomers are also changing the local politics. The retirees may be Republicans, but they're not like local Republicans.
One of the unexpected impacts of these new folks from the cities is that they vote differently than the old-timers. They may all share the same party affiliation, but it turns out that when you've lived through the sprawl of Orange County, you now have begun to believe in planning. Many of those folks have turned to becoming what you might call green Republicans.
Retiree Larry Bailey hates that label. He's a conservative Republican who believes growth is inevitable. At the same time, Bailey sees big box retail development encroaching into his region, and he doesn't like it.
Absolutely, I'd rather not see them up here. We have a large chain which will remain nameless. If they left, it wouldn't bother me at all.
Retirees aren't the only group changing the Sierra landscape. In a small workshop on a spectacular mountain ridge, two young Stanford engineering grads, Ross Evans and Kipchoge Spencer, are welding a new product. It's a sport utility bicycle they call the Extra Cycle.
You have a bike, put your hand on the back of the seat and grab the rear of the back tire and stretch it out 15 inches. Zoop! And then you've created a longer wheelbase bike.
That allows a rider to carry just about anything one can imagine, from bags of groceries to even a kayak. Evans and Spencer are part of a wave of economic pioneers who have opted to build their businesses in the foothills. The Extra Cycle is the kind of product that would probably take off more quickly in places such as Palo Alto or Berkeley. But Evans and Spencer prefer the trade-off they've made, living where they can test their bike over tough terrain and enjoy a simpler life.
I think of this place as has supported us in a way that we would have probably gone insane or given up if we'd been in the city. At least I look at it in that way, like it was really isolated on the one hand, which was hard for me doing design in some ways. But the flip side was I was eating healthfully, I was getting exercise, I was breathing clean air, I was around people who weren't caught up in a frenzy. A lot of people here just live really good lives, and so we had maybe more mentoring on the lifestyle element.
As Californians push out to the eastern limits of their state and beyond, they also may change what California means to the rest of the country, says writer Richard Rodriguez.
In some sense, there is a reverse motion in the United States. We've always sort of described the American mythic journey as east to west, these dreadful New Yorkers coming west to build California. In fact, they were Midwesterners in the most spectacular case. But now we are beginning to see their children or their grandchildren no longer able to afford California, moving inland, moving to a less hospitable climate, moving even over the Sierra into Nevada, moving even over the Rockies into Colorado.
In the next 40 years, experts foresee a California with 24 million more residents, populating cities where now they see only farmland and foothills. As Rodriguez puts it, California is not an idea moving west, but an idea moving east. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Stockton, California.